This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, August 16th. Well, cattle markets have had quite a week. It's probably going to be a relief when today is over, at least to get a couple days to breathe in the cattle space. But after just getting completely crushed the first couple days of the week following the major fire in a major packing plant in western Kansas, which looks like it took about 6% of slaughter capacity off of the grid, that the cattle markets just fell apart. So we're seeing the futures limit down Monday, it's expanded limit down on Tuesday, and then we snap back up. And feeders almost recovering all of that sell-off. Live cattle haven't come close to doing that. They've basically just been pacing sideways for a couple days, which I guess could be considered a win for them. So the futures market finding some stability in the lives, and in feeders finding a bit of strength on the, clearly some people stepping up and looking for some bargains and probably got them. The cash trade is reflecting that as well, with the Fed trade taking a pretty big hit this week. Looks like we're averaging right around 105. We see cash trade in the Southern Plains at 103 to 105. Central Plains 104 to 106, 170 on the Dressed, Iowa around 105 to 107. So the national average looks like it's coming in right around 105, with the Dressed trade around 170. Last week, the trade was around 114, so it's a $9 break in 1 week in the Fed trade. The Dressed trade was around 185, so that's a $15 break. So it's, you know, not a huge surprise. I mean, it could be worse, but it's definitely reflecting what's going on in the fundamental, you know, the sudden shift in the fundamentals as far as slaughter capacity. At the same time, box beef values, of course, are on the other side of this coin, where if you have a drop in slaughter rates, obviously box beef supplies suddenly get tight as well. And we've seen a big surge in the box beef values. Yesterday, up another 378 at 236 on the choice. Select was up 475 at 211. The spread's at 25.45. Movement was just 79 loads yesterday. So the box beef values have rallied about $20 in since Friday's close. So, you know, moving in opposite directions, that's just a massive windfall for the packers, other than the Tyson plant that had damage. So I would expect you're going to see this for another few days. I think we'll settle out. The trade seems to think that the plant will be back up and running within 4 to 8 weeks. So we'll, you know, we'll find a different home for the cattle that need to be slaughtered. This will pretty much put the United States right about 100% slaughter capacity. And so they'll be firing on all pistons, trying to keep up with the big numbers. But it won't be that long. We'll be past these big numbers, and we'll be into much tighter supplies. So I think that once we're on the other side of this, this could be a, you know, could be a sharp rally, especially in the live cattle market. Feeders, you know, they've kind of already recovered, and I think that they're going to be not quite as robust as the live cattle once things get, you know, figured out here. Export sales were decent for beef, 16,300 tons. Japan took 5,300, Mexico took 2,600. In pork sales, 20,400. China took exactly half of that at 10,200. Japan took 4,400, Mexico 2,600. So export sales have been okay. They haven't been stellar, but they've been all right. And I think that this certainly helps shore up, you know, the beef space. I think the bottom line with beef is that this, you know, the packing plant fire obviously came out of left field, but it's, you know, we had been looking for this late August, early September window for a major low. I thought it would be just because your slaughter numbers would be at their highest, and it, you know, the heat of summer, you tend to have the lowest demand period right now. Although you're headed obviously into the school lunch programs ramping up, and we should be seeing better demand surface for that, and then heading into the holidays, and at the same time, you've got a notable drop in beef production once we get past these record on feed numbers. So there's, I think, you're dealing with kind of the tail end of the bearish fundamentals, and then you had this fire that just kind of put the hammer down on it. But the backside of this, over the next couple months, things just look much better. You do have a bit of bunched up placements, it's expected, during August. from very good pasture conditions during July. You really didn't, producers just opted to keep their cattle on grass. So they're going to be heavier in weights, and they'll slaughter a little bit sooner, but it's still going to be more of a bunched up slaughter. And that takes us into that December time window, which is the holidays and a good demand base. So hopefully there'll be good enough demand to absorb that bit of extra kind of bottlenecking of the numbers. But I would expect that we're going to carve out some major lows here as we speak. Probably my expectation is that since the feeder cattle have rallied up this far, got very close to filling those initial gaps, we'll probably take one more look down at the lows that were put in here this week and give us, you know, a double bottom or try to flush out the stops. But usually when you get these spikes in cattle, they come back down and get retested, especially if the live cattle can't muster up much support. That does take away some of the bullish enthusiasm for feeders. So if we get that, if we get one more push down, that's going to be when you really want to step up. Cover your shorts, get out of your hedges, and look to be long the market. Bull spreads, option spreads, all kinds of ways to do it. But I think that there's much better potential to the upside as we get deeper into the fall and into the holiday season. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.